This podcast is part of the Red 5 Network. For more Red 5 Network podcasts, visit red5network.com.
Hello and welcome to Force of Light Entertainment. I am your host, Michelle, and with me, as always, is my co-host, my sister, Natalie.
And I am Natalie. The Red.
Okay. Well, we've got Natalie the Red with us today. And if you have not yet, we would like to encourage you to please subscribe to both our YouTube channel, of those of you listening on podcasts, and also subscribe to our podcast. And for those of you who prefer to listen to us on podcasts, if you don't mind leaving us a kind review, giving us those awesome 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, that would be great. But yes, and also if you are one of the people that recently found us on YouTube, go ahead and hit that subscribe button. Also, we're glad to have you guys in the Force of Light Entertainment family. So join us. But yes, today, I won't delay this. So many of you guys really seem to enjoy our last Lord of the Rings discussion last week. And we have never had in all of our life this many, all of our little young YouTube careers, had this many people enter the giveaway. You guys really wanted this awesome Empire Strikes Back Funko Pop with Luke and Yoda. So I won't prolong this. I will start this because you guys are here to find the winner, some of you, and hopefully and stay for the conversation. But we don't want to delay this anymore. So the winner of this is...
Drum roll, please.
Are you going to do the noise?
Is that a drum roll?
I don't think either one of us know how to roll our tongue to make the zzz. See, I can't do it. But anyways, is Fairdog, who I think is also something Hound on Twitter.
Or Fardog?
Fardog, yes. But yes, you follow me. We follow each other on Twitter. So just inbox us your address, and you are the lucky winner of this awesome Empire Strikes Back Luke and Yoda Funko Pop. And thank you to everyone who entered this giveaway. Again, we've never had so many entries. I mean, there were tons of entries. And Mark Shabby Geek, he gave us this app where we spun the wheel.
But you rhymed.
I did rhyme. Where we spun the wheel, but man, it was a very crowded wheel. There were so many people entered. And so many, in fact, that here in the next couple weeks, just be on the lookout, we're going to get another one of these and do another giveaway with the same exact Funko Pop because so many people, and rightfully so, I mean, look at it.
You guys seem to like this one. We thought, why not give another chance to enter this cool little guys?
Yeah. So
these cool little guys.
Be on the lookout. I would say probably in the next 2 weeks, we will do a brand new giveaway for this exact pop to give to someone else that you guys since you guys like it so much. And then I also want to go ahead, for those of you who maybe, unfortunately, did not win this giveaway.
Fear not.
Yes, fear not, because we will do another one of the exact pop. But also, for our final installment of our first watched Lord of the Rings trilogy, I'm just messing up all across the board.
Mowish. That's how it's going to be talked through this episode, clearly. Sweet Mowish.
But anyways, we really need to cover that at some point.
We do.
The Princess Bride. I've thought about that many times. But anyways, next week, when we cover the final installment of the Lord of the Rings, we are going to be doing a new giveaway for, you guys know who's so dear to my heart, and that, of course, is the precious, not the ring.
Precious.
The one and only child, a.k.a. Baby Yoda, a.k.a. Grogu. So that will be on the last...
A.k.a. Michelle's obsession.
Basically. So that will be on the last Lord of the Rings installment or discussion on it that will be out next week. And so next week you will be able to enter in, and we'll give you the instructions of how to enter this giveaway. So that will be next week. So be on the lookout for these giveaways that will be coming. But we will not prolong any longer. This week, again, we are continuing our first watch series of the Lord of the Rings. Yes, we have never watched Lord of the Rings, But we've watched two now. Yeah, we have now.
Breaking ground.
Yes. So join the conversation as we travel yet again back to Middle Earth, and let's talk Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers, with Natalie the Red. So we watched this last night together, and kind of, what were your initial thoughts? Do you want me to go? You want to go?
I'll go. I thought it was really entertaining. I thought it was really cool. You know, we were talking about it kind of immediately after. It's like there's things I like better about the first one, and then there's things that I found more entertaining about this one. So, I mean, both really good movies.
Yeah, that's it, pretty much exactly the way I would word it. In fact, today, when I was kind of thinking about what we were going to say when we talked today, I was literally going through which one do I like more. And you guys let us know below, do you guys have a favorite in these, in this trilogy? And let us know below what your favorite movie is. Because in ways, I prefer the second one just because, and this is because it's a sequel. It's our, you know, the first one establishes so much.
That's true. It's kind of like we're more familiar with the characters at this point. And yes, that always helps with anything.
Because in any intro to a trilogy, the first one's going to have to lay groundwork. So it's going to take a little bit more time to get into things. Where this one, you just kind of dive in, and I enjoy that. So I enjoyed that aspect, that you just kind of, boom, you're just in the action with this one. I will say, I feel like the first one has a few scenes that feel a little more magical, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
There was a little more magic in the first one, where this one is definitely more heavy-handed action and war.
True.
Again, my favorite scene still, two movies in, for some reason, is when Liv Tyler's character has Frodo on the horse and she's being chased by this horseman. It's still my favorite scene.
Such beautiful fairy tale type imagery.
It is. So, but I really did enjoy this movie. And I'm definitely interested to see how it will all wrap up in the third and final one. So I'm kind of back and forth on which one I actually like better. Which
I think the bottom line is what's good is they're both good.
Yeah, that's true. So again, you guys let us know if you guys have a favorite in this. I'm sure you do. We always have our favorites. So which one's your favorite? Let us know below out of this franchise. But we'll kind of cover it this way. We'll just kind of, because this movie, kind of similar to, say, Empire Strikes Back, where Luke goes off and has his adventure and Han and Leia go off and have theirs.
It's very much, you know, going back and forth between small groups of people. Yes. You're following.
Yes, you are. So we're going to kind of cover them. We'll kind of walk through this discussion following kind of those groupings of characters. So we will begin with Frodo, or why did Sam keep calling him
Mr. Frodo. I guess when you have that ring, you get more respect. I don't know.
it's like
you guys are peers. Sam might be a little older than you, actually.
Like he's graduated up to Mr. Frodo.
Mr. Frodo.
It was kind of like, okay. So you got Frodo, you got Sam, and you got Gollum. So I now do know the answer to that question, that I got a lot of Gollum in this one. And that is both good and bad.
We might have a little too much to go.
but anyways, I will say this. Frodo, he's definitely going through some stuff in this one. And he's kind of beginning, he was kind of losing, and up until the very end of this movie, kind of losing that sweet innocence about him.
The ring is changing him.
It is changing him. And you see that all throughout this movie.
Of him going back and forth between the real him and kind of this new,
more aggressive.
Yes. And you know, and it made sense to me. I think that's also why he had, you notice he has like this growing sympathy for Gollum.
Yeah.
Because, correct me if I'm wrong, and I know you guys will in the comments, Gollum had the ring for a long time.
Yes, he did.
And it kind of, not kind of, it drove him mad.
It did.
So, yeah. So I think it's like he kind of probably understands him on a different level and has more sensitivity towards him.
Well, and remember, Gollum was like abused. Remember? They captured him and tortured him. So, yeah. I mean, Gollum's had a tough go at it.
He has.
He's had a tough time.
Bless his bald little head.
So you have Frodo, and then you have, or Mr. Frodo. Froyo. You got Mr. Froyo. Mr. Froyo. And then I will say, to me, Sam, a.k.a. Rudy, a.k.a. Sean Austin, I would say that he...
A.K.A. Bob from Stranger Things.
Yeah. I would say that he made kind of the biggest leap into my like list this movie.
He's a solid character. I really like him. You know, he's very helpful. He's very, I guess, faithful might be the word.
Yeah, very loyal.
Very loyal. There we go. That's what I was looking for.
Yes, like a very good friend. Like, if you have a Sam in your life, you're doing really lucky. Good.
Yeah.
Like, it's better to have one Sam in your life than to have... well, even one Gollum, but to have many different other ones.
Than 10 Karens.
Yeah, yeah, you don't, Sam is a dang good friend, and you see that, and it's kind of Sam that's able to kind of pull Frodo back, and you kind of even have that exchange at the end where Frodo's like, well, you'll be a part of the story too. Basically, kind of like, he kind of admitted that he can't do it without Sam, like without Sam's help.
Yeah.
So they had a touching story, but Sam definitely, he climbed on my board in this movie. He really, like, was a standout character to me.
I like him a lot.
Yeah, and this particular one. So then we've got Gollum, and wow, that is quite the character.
Opening a can of worms here.
For starters, I told Natalie... we'll start with his looks. Gollum looks like a newborn baby.
That's like 1,000 years
old. That's 1,000 years old. That is horrifyingly unattractive. Like, that is what Gollum...
Tell us how you really feel.
That is what Gollum looks like. And then, okay, so one or two things need to happen to Gollum throughout this movie. Either the demons need to be cast out of Gollum... the power of Christ compels you. or he needs to be put in a white stray coat and they need to inject some stuff in him when he goes crazy. Like
one of the two.
Like, because, wow.
You know, he's definitely, I don't know if it's schizophrenia or multiple personality or a mixture of the two. When he's like, they and us. And I kept thinking from the beginning, who's us?
Yeah, yeah. Like, who's in you?
And, you know, and then later on you see him talking back and forth to himself, like almost like I told Michelle, kind of like the angel and the devil on your shoulder. And so he's very much at war within himself. Because it sounds like he originally, and kind of like when Frodo talks to him.
Is his name Schmeagle? Is
that? Schmeagle. Yeah. And, you know, when Frodo talks to him and kind of gets on his level and he's like, you didn't used to be very different from us or from me, you know, and it's like, I take it he wasn't a evil person or a bad person or anything at the start of his life. So, yeah, I mean, he's just going through, he's struggling.
Yeah, that's to say the least. Yeah, that was actually a really good scene where you see him... Literally, and they even kind of keep splitting the screen. Literally.
The two sides of him.
Yes, the two personalities that are warring within him. That was a really fun scene to me, and very good acting from Andy Serkis there. And it was because instead of having the angel and demon, say, on the shoulder, it's literally within him.
Right.
Like this good and bad, which of course we establish in our first one. Obviously, that's two big themes here, good versus evil. And I said that in the first one, how I like how even good people, they show the struggle and temptation, but which you see with Frodo throughout this whole movie. But also within Gollum, you really see, literally, quite literally, there's a war. And at the very end of it, it's like he'd been set free for a moment in this movie from the bad side, and he was happy for the first time. But then you also, at the very end, it seems like now the bad has taken over again. And they're kind of in danger again. And I will point out that Sam...
And it leaves you there. So yes. Once again, kind of like the first one. I mean, this is almost like...
A continuing story.
A show. Yeah. But it just picks right up. So you're like, I was like, oh, that's it? You know, it's like we don't get to see... But yeah, so I guess we'll pick right back up in the third one.
Yes. And, you know, Sam, I think that's why he was climbing my boards...
His
radar's up, and rightfully so.
Yeah.
Not that Gollum can't redeem himself and we don't see the war there, but even though there can be good in people, it's like you don't disregard the bad you see. Like, you need to know that's there, and Sam sees it and he's like, this guy could kill us in our sleep. Because that was a good scene, the introduction to Gollum. Like, yes. that first battle, that little fight they have at the beginning. That was good because it was creepy.
I was going to tell a quick story. I mean, it's really quick, but it, just to kind of, I'm just saying I can relate to Frodo, and I think Michelle could probably, her personality, relate more to Sam. Michelle had a dream that perfectly described me years ago. Apparently there was a snake in the road. We were on a walk, and I walked up to it, and she said, "No, Natalie, don't. It's a snake. Don't pet it." And I said, "Oh, no, this is a nice snake," and I pet it, and it bit me.
Yeah.
And so I feel like this kind of applies to this. It's like Frodo's wanting to see the good, which I often do, but sometimes that ends up biting you. And I think Sam's a little more tuned into the fact, like, okay, yeah, there's some good, but we can't really trust this
person. But he's also certifiable. Right. That's kind of what Sam's like.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the three of them. Again, Gollum was an interesting add to this mix, and Sam and Frodo's story continues to be interesting. And it was good to see Frodo come back to himself by the end of this movie as he's kind of struggling through something throughout this. So then we go to, I don't know if I'm going to pronounce his name right, Aragorn, who is Viggo.
Aragorn.
Aragorn, which is Viggo.
Viggo.
And then we got, is it Legolas, Orlando Bloom's character? And then we've got Gimli. I'm bad at all these, okay? Gimli, the dwarf.
I would just think like Gimli.
Gimli. I think it is Gimli.
Well, I mean, that's kind of how it reads, but okay. I don't know.
Yeah, the dwarf. And Natalie and I kept laughing because sometimes they didn't really do the CGI for the dwarf.
You guys was his height went up and down a lot. Like, sometimes he was just like here on him, and sometimes he was like here, you know? So it was a little...
So I would say, now thinking of the dwarf, there is good character development in this movie because Sam grew on my list. And then also the dwarf, he grew on my list because he had some funny moments.
He was kind of the comic relief.
Yeah.
He really is like, you know, and it's funny because it's like he clearly is prideful, even though it's like he knows that he's short and kind of like little man syndrome, I guess, you know, and it's like, that counts as my kill, or, you know, it's just like he wants to be in there and be one of the
macho
orangutan.
Like, he is worthy to be with those two. Like, he is a mighty, like, warrior. He's just a dwarf.
He's just a half pint.
Yeah, it was funny at the end when he's next to Orlando Bloom's character before the final battle. And what does he say? Like I've got a good view or something. And he can't see at all.
That made me laugh out loud.
Yeah, like he...
Like, could you have picked a different spot? Because he's like right up to, like, you can't see.
That was pretty funny. But his character really climbed my chart in this one, too. I'm sure he's probably a fan favorite.
Oh, and then when he has Aragorn throw him over, he's like, I need you to do it. He's like, don't tell anybody about this. And he's like, not a word. Yeah, so nice little humor slipped in there.
Yeah, he was definitely, as you said, the comedic relief. Where Gollum is kind of the intrigue just with his craziness. Like, Gimli, I guess is how you say his name. He's truly the comedic relief of this movie.
I will say, precious might haunt my dreams next few nights. Precious.
Yeah, the way he says that. In fact, like, he talks so soft and ravelly that, like, I almost had to turn...
He's like a really old 3-year-old.
Yeah, like, I almost had to turn on the subtitles because there were times I couldn't pick up what he was saying because it's so ravelly and like that. We're not having fun. We may just talk like Gollum the rest of this podcast.
Master.
But yeah, the My Precious.
Now, I mean, he looked at that ring the way Baby Yoda looks at those eggs.
He really did. Now I'm just like, if I want to scare Natalie, I'm going to hide myself and just go, My Precious. And let her be scared. But we've got to, of course, I would say Orlando's character, like, you really saw what a boss he is in this one, too. Because we already knew Viggo was a boss. So
yeah, it's true.
So, but you really saw what a boss Orlando.
We saw the elf power.
We saw elf power and dwarf power in this one. So that was cool to see them in that final battle, especially, and them hunting down the other dwarfs. Like, that was kind of cool, the way they could track them down and track everything.
Right.
And I mean, Aragorn, is that his name? Viggo.
Yeah, Aragorn.
I just like Viggo. Viggo. I mean, he's just a boss. Like, that's all you can say about his character.
And I can't look away.
No. Like, I mean, he's got two women pining after him at this point, and we all understand.
I can't blame either one of them.
No. I mean, again, Viggo, like, his character, like, he's the guy, like women want to date him and men want to be him. Like, that's just kind of this character.
And he's just, like, a good person.
He is. He is a good person.
He's, like, really one of the only ones you notice, like, he's not swayed by anything. Like, yeah. He just stays, like, solid. Like, stays the course.
Yeah, like, he's truly, like, you'd use the word, like, steadfast.
Yeah.
Like, he's steadfast on his mission and he's firmly in the good side. And he's just a really good character. So I would say, yeah, I understand why all you people enjoy these characters. There is really good character development, and they're really solid, really great characters.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed, again, these groupings. Yeah, all they're awesome. And I mean, he was just, all three of them were just such a boss at that, yes, end battle. All of them had kind of their shining moments, and that was, yeah, that was probably the funniest moment where Gimli's like, throw me over.
Don't tell anybody about this.
He just throws them. But yeah, they were just like taking him out. And I mean, like Orlando's character, I mean, he gives Katniss Everdeen a run for her money with that bow. I mean, he is so fast with that bow.
He is good. And some of his moves, the way he got on that horse in that one scene, if you guys are really familiar, I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. I mean, that was just a cool move. Cool visual.
Yeah, it definitely was. I know exactly what you're talking about. So they continue to be awesome in these movies. And then I don't know how to pronounce her name. Go figure. Me not knowing how to pronounce the name. The new kind of princess, the new female character. Do you want to say it?
Is it Uyan?
Uyan? I don't.
Uyan?
You know who we're talking about, the blonde.
The blonde.
Who clearly has a thing for Aragorn? Viggo.
Aragorn. Chill, I want you to say it with me. Aragorn.
But is it Aragorn? That's not how it's spelled. There's an R in it. Aragorn.
Aragorn? I don't know. I think it's, to me, it's Aragorn.
Whatever. She likes him. You know, she's a good character. She has potential. I'm just going to be real. I'm team Liv Tyler, okay? Like, that's where I am right now.
All the way.
Like, I really want that to happen. And it's taken tremendous restraint after watching the movie last night not to just go to the internet and find out if they end up together. Because that's what I really, more than I care about the ring or the war, that's what I want to know.
We're behaving ourselves. We're waiting. We're letting it be a surprise at this point.
I am. Because it's just like, she didn't get too much time in it, but like.
So I'm wondering if in the third one, because they kind of planted the seeds of like her telling her dad once he's back in his right mind and basically the demon has been cast out. Which I suspect.
Which was Count Dooku. Count Dooku.
Yeah, because it was like he was so glazed over looking, and it was like, okay, something's not normal here right from the beginning. And then it was like, oh, okay, there we go. You know, and he ended up being, you know, he was a good king and stuff, but I guess that being his daughter, and she's like, you know, I can fight.
Yeah.
And so they sort of definitely planted the seeds of that she wants to be more involved, she wants to do more. So I wouldn't be surprised if in the third installment we're going to see her play a more active role.
Yes, that is a good point. I could definitely see her playing a good role. I mean, a different role, and
yes,
maybe more of a fighting role, because we are clearly working our way to like this battle to end all battles type of thing. So I could definitely see that happening.
And just speaking of that, the battles in this movie were,
yeah,
really good.
They were, yeah. They were big, they were epic, and they were good. So you have, of course, Arwen, Liv Tyler's character. And, I mean, Liv Tyler just looks stunning in this movie. She's not in it a lot, but my gosh, she was stunning in the time she was in it. And, again, I'm really right now team. We need to make up. We've got to create a name for them. So let's see.
Arwen?
I'm team Arwen, okay? I'm shipping Arwen right now, guys. We just started. I'm sure we're not the first ones to start that, but we are team Arwen. We're all in for Arwen right now. So don't let us down, Tolkien. Tolkien.
I love their love for each other.
I do too. It's very pure. And I would love to see Liv Tyler somehow show up at the end in the final battle in the next movie. I don't know if that's going to happen, but I'm really hoping. Tolkien is good at doing themes and wars. Is he good at doing love? We'll have to wait
see.
And we'll have to wait and find out on if he's got the trifecta. So so we'll see about that. And then of course, you had the other two hobbits who I kind of kept feeling like when they were with, like, that tree guy, it was kind of like, well, are they ever going to get to do anything? Like,
are they ever going to get back to the action? Yeah. Like where is this going
to
go?
I kind of felt like that. Like, it kind of feels like it's just something to do with them. But then those trees totally came in and did something.
And I had a feeling they would.
Yeah, because they finally got ticked when they saw what Dooku was doing with the trees. And they just, like, I mean, they tore him up. They did. I mean, they broke the dam and the water, boom, just started coming.
I mean, they were pretty essential.
They were. I mean, yeah. They pretty devastated.
And I know because
them.
It was like, it was one of those, you know, they first said no. And yeah. Then they saw, one, you know, the main one, he saw something. And then it was like, okay, they're all going to get in on this action.
And I kind of like that because I know.
It wasn't just a yes right away, like, oh, they're going to go save the day.
Because there is a time to be Switzerland, but there's also a time not to be Switzerland. And I feel like this was the time not to be Switzerland.
Right.
Like, you have this major evil that if you don't get involved, is not going to stop. And
right.
They're going to destroy lives and kill all these people. So I was glad that they finally, like, took a stand.
Yes.
And did something that really helped the cause. Because, I mean, this isn't even a difficult good versus evil. You literally have a side that just looks like demons half the time.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a very bad side. So I was glad that they got to do that. And
I mean, some of them, there was one in particular. Oh, it was like the witch guy or the warlock that was like kind of at the king's hand while
oh,
he was
yes.
still under the spell. And I thought, like, dude needs a dentist appointment. Get those teeth treated.
I don't know if he did,
I don't think it's high on his list, but it was a thought.
So I was glad that the hobbits at least got to be a part of that at the end, and I would say that they'll probably get reunited at least with Viggo, Orlando, and the dwarf. I would say they'll at least get reunited with them probably.
The boys are back in town.
Yeah, I'd say the boys will definitely be back in town for the next installment. And then, of course, we can't go any further without we've saved kind of the big secret for last. Of course, this movie literally starts where not even totally the end. It goes back to where you see Gandalf sacrifice himself for them. And, of course,
I think we all kind of knew he'd come back.
Yeah. You see that he actually did die defeating that dragon.
Oh, yeah.
But then he gets, like, life put back in him. And it's said because, like, his purpose isn't fulfilled yet.
Right.
Basically, like, he's got this greater purpose to help defeat this evil power. So, of course, we get Gandalf the
White. And all of a sudden you hear Slim Shady come on. And it's like, okay, what's happening? When it says, guess who's back. And, you know, and he comes out and it was perfectly executed with the music choice.
Yeah, and he was definitely, like, Gandalf the White is definitely cooler than Gandalf the Grey. I mean, I'm just going
like
to put that out
there.
Like,
10 times cooler.
Yeah, his cool factor increased with that. And
it did.
And he did more. And he showed up right the nick of time at the end of that final battle and brought more help. The guy who's in the show, The Boys, which I haven't watched, but I recognize him. He showed up. They all showed up. And Gandalf the White, very cool. Interested to see, of course, where this goes. And, yeah, so this movie, of course, has that big epic battle at the end. It's where kind of everything leads up to. And, of course, Sam, Gollum, and Frodo continue their journey, and we know not to trust that little Gollum right now. He's a little
wishy-washy.
He's definitely wishy-washy. So I'm just kind of interested to see what comes next. And obviously they end it. You've got them going off to try to destroy the ring. And then you know that this epic battle is about to take place in this next movie. That where you thought this battle was big, I'm assuming the next battle is going to be even grander on a much bigger stage. Of truly the showdown of good versus evil.
Right.
And obviously, good's gonna win. But,
I'd put a bet on it.
I don't think people would love it if they didn't.
Right.
But, so obviously we're moving that way. I'm really, the romantic in me's really, again, team Arwen. And
yes.
I'm really wanting to see Liv maybe show up at the end. I've got hopes that, again, that new princess character may show that she can fight, like she said to her dad in this movie.
I think she will. That's my suspicion.
I'm hoping that Gollum is able, the demon is cast out of Gollum, and he's able to come back to his right mind.
And be free.
Yeah, and be free. He can be a happy 1,000-year-old baby-looking creature on his own. But yeah, that's
Michelle, kinda... is he your new baby Yoda? Do you want like a stuffed plushie of him or?
I definitely don't. I'm definitely not going to have Gollum everywhere.
That speaks and says, my precious, to you in the morning and at night.
I'd have to say that baby Yoda or Grogu's coos are quite a bit cuter than Gollum's, my precious.
Master.
Yeah, master.
Kill master.
We're just going to start talking in Gollum all week. That's kind of what we're going to do the rest of this week. I don't know what you're going to do for your life, but that's what we're going to do.
People might find it strange, but I mean, YOLO.
Maybe next time I call someone, I'm just going to say, how are you?
Hi, precious.
Hi, precious. So that's what I'm going to do. But yeah, I thought that this second installment was good. It was entertainment, very entertaining.
Yes.
I'm, you know, continuing to see why you guys love this movie so much, or these movies, this trilogy books, so much, because there are great characters, great theme, a great story. I'm hoping there's a great Arwen romance. We'll see about that. But yeah, good stuff. And again, great character development in this movie, I would say. Some of the characters that didn't stand out to me in the first one stood out to me in this
one.
Yes, yeah. So that's always good. And then the same ones that were awesome in the first one are awesome or more awesome in this one.
I'd say more awesome.
Yeah, I mean, really. And you just, again, just really good people in a lot of these characters. And
real Topeka people, man.
Yes, and then also continuing this theme of warring even at times within oneself and temptations and all this different stuff like that. It's an interesting story.
I was just thinking, I've got to stop my movie references because like everybody probably doesn't know what I'm talking about. It's just something we say. It's like from Almost Famous, if you guys have seen that, but it's like this hippie dude and he's like, real man, real Topeka people.
Yeah, in fact, yeah. If you guys are watching on YouTube, when we spout off one of our many movie references...
Just say if you know where it's from.
Yeah, just comment below where it's from, if you know where it's from.
Because my head is like a jukebox of movie lines, and then they just come out at random times.
Yes, yeah, it really
some
is.
Some people like it, some people don't, but it's all good.
But yeah, so that's kind of our discussion on these movies. Enjoyed it and, you know, excited to see how all this ends. And,
me
of course,
too.
We will cover that next week, next Sunday. We will release that. And next Sunday will be your birthday. But anyways, so I enjoy this. Looking forward to the next. And, again, to Fardog, thank you for everyone who put your name in.
Congratulations.
Yes, congratulations. We will send that pop to you.
And like we said, don't fear, there will be more giveaways, and even one specifically of this one, since you guys seem to really want that little guy.
Yes. And for our third installment, which of course will be out the following week, we will begin the giveaway, the instructions for this little guy, the child Grogu, will be given next week as we wrap up our first watch of the Lord of the Rings trilogy with the final one of those. But anyways, that is it for this episode of Force of Light Entertainment. We thank you guys for joining the conversation, and let us know below what you think.
Yes.
You know, what's your favorite movie? Are you Team Arwen like us? Or, you know, who's your favorite character maybe? Just let us know your thoughts on The Lord of the Rings, because we've definitely enjoyed getting to see this for the first time.
Yes.
And again, thank you for everyone who put your name in the giveaway. And thank you to everyone who is listening via podcast. And if you want to find us, you can reach out find us on Twitter at Force of Light Entertainment. And I am Michelle34Smith on Instagram, Natalie.
And I am Natalie R. Grace on Twitter, and NatLovesBella07 on Instagram.
Yes, and also check us out at theRed5Network.com. We are in the Red 5 Network, a group of awesome podcasts, so definitely check out theRed5Network.com. But that is it for this episode of Force of Light Entertainment. Thank you for joining the conversation. And in the meantime, remember this week to be a force of light. But
yes,
we will talk to you guys next time. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.